expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Silver Mice.
Sound like a siren.
Yeah! That was kind of...
Here they're coming!
Boy, turn your sound down. You're killing me. I don't know.
I can hardly hear anybody.
Well, you can... I can barely... Man, boy, that was loud. Well, I did the siren thing kind of on purpose because of the fires, you know? Yeah. I mean, Siskiyou's burning up.
Oh, yeah. Those poor, poor people.
Well, I know. And Linda's sister's been evacuated, Klamath River Hall, which I have spent many a dance night down on a Friday night down there.
And other things.
And doing other things downriver.
There was a lot that went on downriver.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty much raised downriver in a lot of ways. But, you know, so that's my stomping grounds, yours as well. And
I graduated from Happy Camp High School, if that tells you anything.
Yay. Yeah, I flunked out of Happy Camp High School.
Well, I graduated early. I didn't, but that's a story for another day.
Okay, so I graduated, but not from Happy Camp High School. Actually graduated from Peninsula High. But getting back to what I was talking about is that, wow, it's crazy down there in this McKinney fire. I can't believe it burned the community hall because, I mean, there's not that much around the community hall. It had to be really super hot.
I haven't heard what has started the fire. Oh, it was lightning. That is right. That's what they were saying, but we don't know for sure.
Well,
it is.
You gotta think it's lightning and it's just dry and tender and that's when things starts down there. And you know, that's historically been a problem but with this extra dry heat, this drought, everything, it's crazy, and I guess they're talking about evacuating some of Yreka.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's like
it moved like 28 miles overnight or something. I mean, it moved pretty quick.
Well, I was seeing some video, from it, and across from down there at Fisher's RV park. Yeah, evidently, it's burned up all that other side.
Wow.
And it's nuts. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of shout out to the people up there and let them know our hearts are with them and hope everything comes out okay. With that said, welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. I'm your host, Mark Kent. Today is July 31st, the last day of July 2022. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting up all of endless energy to move logic and unstoppable force in nature, slayer of snowflakes, and she's heard more BS in a BOS meeting.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah.
I'm proud to say the kid that rocks around the clock faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, and a 10th-degree black belt in RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson is back!
Good morning.
From his long assignment.
It's the end of the month as we know it.
Okay.
We're brought to you by Mountaintop Media and Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. That's 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded. He does a great job. Also, we have our new producer. We got Nathan with us
today.
We
do have Nathan.
And, good morning.
Good morning.
Nathan. And let's see, where should we get started? I mean, gosh darn,
I do have a few announcements.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, let's do those, get those. We have Pisano Days coming. Okay, so on Friday, September 16th, and Saturday, September 17th, I'll try not to be so loud, at South City Park, we have Pisano Days again, 2022. Remember, that's where we do...
It's not Pisano Days, number one. It's Pisano!
Well, that's what I said.
Pisano!
You now you're screaming in my ears. I was trying to be nice, so
okay,
there you
I'll
go.
Stop.
So anyway, you know, this is a good place to get spaghetti, play some bocce ball, you know, lots of good stuff down there. So put it on your calendar for Friday, September 16th and September
17th. I have only one thing to say to you at this point. What's the matter for you?
What's the matter for
that's
you?
What's the matter for me? No, that's the matter
What's
for
the matter for you? I'll slap you around. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I'll slap you in the back of the head like Dad used to do,
there
you know?
You
boom.
Well, let me tell you something. You ain't Dad.
He also slapped you in the front of the head.
Well,
I'm not sure
which
one.
Okay.
I think some of the problems we're experiencing, a few people didn't get that treatment.
Yeah. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was smarter?
No, because
I wasn't talking about those in the room, but doggone.
I'm just saying. Because I... Never mind. We'll let
no,
it be.
Because she would sit on his lap and look at us and glare at us because she knew she was like in a safe zone. But little
not
did
only
she know that.
That
not only was she in a safe zone, but at that point, but later on, the zone widened into.
Yeah, so they wondered why I went to Dad so much, because as soon as Dad wasn't around, then they would knock me around and do stuff to me, like tie me up.
Oh, come on, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, never. Mm-mm, no. They were just sweet little angels.
It's true.
Let me tell you.
I was a model citizen as a
just, just to play on word, wouldn't tie her up, but duct tape may have been involved.
No, we didn't have duct tape back
then.
Well,
duct tape and a toilet, maybe. Or, I don't know. You know,
we had rope.
Rope. And see, back then, we'd like do the Indian burn them at the stake thing. You know, I mean, that was the, you know, that was the key.
Yeah, so anyway.
All right, moving on.
Moving along. Right. So now we have a fundraiser coming up. You know, it is getting that time. Election season's coming right around the corner, folks. And we have a couple candidates running that we need to get into office. And one would be for District 5, and that would be Chris Kellstrom.
And he's having a fundraiser?
He is, on Thursday, August 11th at the Gaia Hotel and Event Center. So this is a whole different venue. If you haven't attended before, I mean, we always have great events, but it's going to be air-conditioned and everything over there.
Nice.
It's going to be a little bit different than Swamp Coolers and all that. It's going to be a great dinner. They have great food over there. So, again, if you want to buy a table, it's $400. That includes dinner for eight and $200 in raffle tickets. Or you can buy... tickets, $50 each for the dinner. Remember, this is real important with this election coming up. We need to get people on to the Board of Supervisors that will do the will of the people, not their will.
Not the will of the special interest guys, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to mention the name Sarah Pacific.
All right.
Where are we at?
So that's coming, and it's coming up shortly. Again, that's August 11th, and you can give Chris a call at 530-744-4539.
All right.
All right, one more.
Okay.
Missing in America Project is asked me to send out this to everybody. It's Nation of Patriots Flag Relay. And this is the passing of one American flag through 50 states, 15,000 miles over 115 days. The flag is traditionally transported on the back of motorcycles. The Patriot Tour was created to honor all military enlisted veterans, military families, and the fallen while calling attention to the rising financial support for disabled veterans and their families. It will leave Sierra Steel Harley in Chico and arrive in Redding on August 5th, 2022, and they would like anybody that wants to attend this flag ceremony. It's going to be at the Big Flag on Pacelli.
Nice.
And it's going to be on Friday, and the flag line will probably be about 10:30, 10:45 if you want to line up and hold the flag to bring it in. So this is a great thing. This is the first time that it's traveled this far. It actually made it to, I believe, Alaska and Hawaii this year.
Wow.
So this is really cool. So if you can come show your support, that would be great. Again, that is on Friday, August 5th at the Big Flag, about 10:30, 10:45.
All right, very good. So I think...
Oh, one more, real quick.
Oh, you got another one?
Yeah. Well, I ran into the... You know, I went to the farmer's market on Saturday. I haven't been there for a long time, but we have a lot of support there. You know, and there's a lot of local businesses that are starting to be able to go back to places like that. Mm. And I ran into a guy that really supports us. His name is Marty McGill from Clear Creek Microgreens. And he can be... You can find him at the markets on Saturday at the Civic Center, and then Tuesday market over by Dairy Queen. So I said I would mention it to him. He's just starting another a new business because of everything that's gone on. He's one of the many down there. And so he goes, oh, yeah, I know you guys. I listen to your show. I said, well, I'll let people know that you're starting to do this. So there you go.
Cool. Well, good, because we're going to talk about a lot of the stuff that happened to us in the last couple of years today. But first, I want to play a little ditty here. This is called Who's My Name? And this comes in from Kyle Dunnigan, if you want to get it on YouTube. It's a little song about our president. And here we go. Are we all set up to go? All right, here we go. This is Who's My Name?
What?
My name is.
Huh?
My name is.
Rock your goggins. Hi.
My name is.
What?
My name is.
Who?
My name is.
The guy. Hi, kids. You like pie tits? They're not pie tits. You want to see me close both my eyelids?
I get real close.
I'm quicker than most.
Let me be clear. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
I take my Talkie Joe drugs.
And give super long hugs.
While he hugs Hillary Clinton, that's too shy.
Eh, boy. Wow.
Give you the mental picture.
I'm also an ice cream guy. Hi.
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
Grub Rival. Stop the tape. I need to be changed.
Get out of here.
I keep getting it.
Sorry.
My thing didn't pass. Then I fell on my ass. Off a bike that wasn't even going too fast.
No, I'm serious.
I flew to Crown Pimp Obama. He's a real bad dude. Gave him a little fist bump because I didn't want to be rude.
Gas is still $18.
What are you guys talking about? It's all right. The economy's strong. And I couldn't be prouder of my boy Hunty's dog. I'm the next guy. So stop your search. And if you don't vote for me, you ain't a black guy first. Hi.
What?
Who?
Jabrock
Jabriden. Thank you, and God bless America. Smile at Kim. Sniff, Sleepy, Who's My Name? Hunty and the Big Guy. DC Records.
You know, what's really bad about that?
It's true.
It's kind of scary.
Wow.
Yeah, that's from Kyle Dunnigan. So that kind of gives us a little kickoff into our president has caught COVID again. After what is this, the fourth, fifth booster? So
the jab's working well along with the boosters. I'm just saying, you know,
and that's part of what we're going to talk about. Is it starting to finally come out that?
Let me see if I have this straight too. So it was a week ago he caught COVID and was cleared, and now as of yesterday, now he has COVID again.
Yeah.
Tested again,
yeah.
Because the vaccines work so well. But like I was saying, it's starting to come out now, whether they want it to or not, that people are starting to wake up to the fact that these shots are dangerous. These shots don't do what they say. They don't fix COVID. You know, these people are in frickin' la la land. Well, I'm so glad that I got the shots because I only got COVID twice. You know?
Google search right now is to just type in scientists baffled.
Yeah, what happened to the science? What happened to the science?
That was then. You guys don't get it. That was then.
So,
this is now.
Well, and now we're moving in. It's obviously climate change.
Well, yeah, now everything's climate change, you know?
What's going to happen here, and I predict this, what we're in is emergency after emergency after emergency, because with each emergency, they try to take more power, or they do take more power. That's what this is all about. You're a fool if you think otherwise. You know, all these people that are, oh, gosh, we're still in America. No, not when we don't follow any of the constitutional rules. That makes us something else. So... So here is Dr. Kelly Victory. This is a board-certified trauma and emergency specialist. I'm going to play this little clip from her. And she's with Dr. Drew Oz. What's his name? Oz, I guess. Let's see what this says. It's going to come up on Twitter here. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can make this happen here. Hold on. I got to get the volume. Okay, here we go. So let's play this, and we'll just keep talking about it. Here we go.
Like, let's figure this out. But Dr. I don't understand why it's not being dealt with sense of urgency. Right. What they're saying is, isn't real. It's like I maybe we are overreporting it, but then publish something that tells me that that's the case. And I don't think that's what they're finding. I think it is
because they're afraid of getting shut down by something.
I don't know what they're. They seem to be afraid of the truth always.
I mean, obviously health is not a one size fits all. So
what?
I think the reality is this: they know darn well, it's the vaccines. Mm. And the ramifications, the repercussions of that are so profound. To come out and say now, whoops, after people have lost their jobs, lost their livelihoods, got kicked out of the military, weren't able to finish their educations, were forced, mandated in many cases to get these injections, to come back now and say, turns out, we actually hadn't tested them. We never tested them on pregnant women or women of childbearing age. We never tested them on people with autoimmune diseases. We never tested them on people who are on X, Y, and Z class of drugs. We just gave them, broad brush, told everybody to get one, not only get one, get two, get three, whatever it is. I think the fallout, Drew, would be so profound that I'm just not sure they can get their arms around it.
So that's kind of what we're talking about a little bit here. The truth's coming out, whether they like it or not. And the hard truth is that we've been scammed. We've been duped. We've been conned into this whole vaccine emergency situation with COVID. Because we also know that the people who didn't get vaccinated are doing better than the people who did. So how does that reconcile with honesty and doing the right thing? Because, you're shamed. Oh, if you shame. You don't wear a mask. Shame. You didn't get a vax. Shame. Really? And now all the people that got vaxxed and boosted are getting COVID, and the people who didn't get vaxxed have a better immune response than the guys who did.
Imagine that.
I know. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
So it's coming out more and more.
It's getting hard where they can't cover it up so much. We were talking before we came on the air, like Dr. Fauci, now he's saying, I never said, everybody should lock down. I never told anybody to lock down and do all that.
And it's actually, it's quite curious when you end up looking at where the information is getting out. Like TikTok has a huge amount of information that's getting out on this stuff. People's accounts are still getting banned for it, obviously. In fact, mine's one of them. I've got like one more report and then my account's banned and I'll start over again.
Maybe you just need to start talking like Jackie Mason and then you won't get banned because they'll think you're Jewish and a member of the Fauci family.
But here's what's interesting on it. So what they've been talking about now in Congress is, we need a ban on this app immediately. Well, it's one of the few apps to where information is still getting out and not being censored. And so now all of a sudden they need a ban on it immediately because information is still getting out. People are just creating new accounts every day.
There's no way to stop it. People have figured out how to circumvent all of the censoring. It's like on YouTube. I mean, it's funny. We'll play a clip here from J.P. Sears. And, so he never says COVID. You'll listen. He'll go, like that. So because evidently the algorithms will pick up the word COVID and then shut him down. So people are constantly figuring out ways to get around this. And then that's why you got USA Watchdog, got their own website. You got Rumble. You got everything else going on that to circumvent their censorship. And you shouldn't need censorship in a free society because in the marketplace of ideas, how you find the truth is you get all points of view and you look at find the truth.
Censorship doesn't work. No. It does not work at all. There's nothing that you can do to change these words and the things that they're doing from being able to be shared and spread. All that happens is people will just shift the word a little bit and change it, just like what you're talking about. It's like, have you guys talked about the fact that Twitter wanted to ban the word groomer now?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah?
Yeah, they did. So
I like
people are going to other platforms and getting around this, figuring it out and everything. Do you see where now OAN, you won't get it on through if you have Verizon? They're going to get rid of them?
Well, and
because they're censoring them.
This is kind of like the little Dutch boy trying to put his finger in the dike. The more fingers he puts in the dike, the more holes spring leaks. And that's really kind of what's going on. And when you were saying groomers, they're banning it, I was thinking, wow, what I thought what a groomer was a guy who on the ski slope stayed on the groomed runs. And I didn't even know what a groomer was until, they came out with the whole Disney thing.
Or I was thinking somebody that takes care of animals, you know what I mean?
Well, an animal groomer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you put kids on in front of that and you go, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the funniest quote that I had from somebody who was posting on it, they were on Minds posting on it, and they said, well, now that we can't use the term groomer, how about we just call them pedophiles? It was like, oh, okay.
Tell the truth. So I got a little clip here from Dell Big Trees Highwire, and he's reading a letter that came in from Susan Dunham, a vaccinated Australian journalist whose opinion is worth consideration here. And so I'm going to go play this right now, and it kind of addresses what we're talking about. Here we go. Are we ready? All right, here we go.
An opinion piece from a vaccinated Australian writer is what it's called. If COVID was a battlefield, it would still be warm with the bodies of the unvaccinated. Thankfully, the mandates are letting up and both sides of the war stumble back to the new normal. The unvaccinated are the heroes of the last 2 years, as they allowed us all to have a control group in the great experiment and highlight the shortcoming of the COVID vaccines. The unvaccinated carry many battle scars and injuries, as they are the people we tried to mentally break. Yet no one wants to talk about what we did to them and what they forced the science to unveil. We knew that the waning immunity of the fully vaccinated had the same risk profile as others within society as the minority of the unvaccinated, yet we marked them for special persecution. You see, we said that they had not done the right thing for the greater good by handing their bodies and medical autonomy over to the state. Many of the so-called health experts and political leaders in Australia admitted the goal was to make life almost unlivable for the unvaccinated, which was multiplied many times by the collective mob, with a fight taken into workplaces, friendships, and family gatherings. Today, the hard truth is none of it was justified as we took a quick slide from righteousness to absolute cruelty. We might lay the blame on our leaders and health experts for the push, but each individual within society must be held accountable for stepping into the well-laid-out trap. We did this despite knowing full well that principled opposition is priceless when it comes to what goes inside our bodies, and we let ourselves be tricked into believing that going into another ineffective lockdown would be the fault of the unvaccinated and not the fault of the toxic policy of ineffective vaccines. We took pleasure in scapegoating the unvaccinated because after months of engineered lockdowns by political leaders blinded by power, having someone to blame in turn to burn at the stake felt good. We believed we had logic, love, and truth on our side, so it was easy to wish death upon the unvaccinated. Those of us who ridiculed and mocked the noncompliant did it because we were embarrassed by their courage and principles and didn't think the unvaccinated would make it through unbroken. And we turned the holdouts into punching bags. Lambie, Carr, Chant, Andrews, McGowan, Gunner, and the other cast of hundreds in prominent roles. And we here in America, we could add Fauci and the rest of them and Biden in prominent roles need to be held to account for vilifying the unvaccinated in public and fueling angry social media mobs. The mobs, the masked Nazis, and the vaccine disciples have been embarrassed by betting against the unvaccinated because mandates only had the power we gave them. It was not compliance that ended domination by big pharma companies, Bill Gates and his many organizations, and the World Economic Forum. It was thanks to the people we try to embarrass, ridicule, mock, and tear down. We should all try and find some inner gratitude for the unvaccinated as we took the bait by hating them because their perseverance and courage bought us the time to see we were wrong. So if mandates ever return for COVID or any other disease or virus, hopefully more of us will be awake and see the rising authoritarianism that has no concern for our well-being and is more about power and control. The war of the unvaccinated was lost. On the unvaccinated was lost. And we should all be very thankful for that.
Now, I think that was a huge thing that needed to be said. And the real deal is that it's this is a power grab. That's all this is. This has been a power grab from day one by the authorities, by the World Economic Forum, by whoever you want, the local authorities. They all jumped into the breach, so to speak, so that they could use it as a way to get more power, to assert their control over other people's lives, with their piety and their pious, outlook on science, as you will, and using the lockdowns to selectively enforce against people and pick the winners and the losers. You know, if you're a conservative business, you are a loser. But if you're a big box store like Home Depot or Lowe's, hey, you're a winner. You know, so this whole thing
has really got to get pushed past this whole idea of conservative or liberal. The problem is right now, as you look at both of these sides. And like, take for instance this bill that just passed in the House just this week. It had people from the Republicans on it too.
Well,
and
again,
quote unquote
again,
Republicans.
Okay, then you got to get over the attachment from Republican to conservative. Because if you're a conservative, it doesn't make you a Republican. That's the difference. The Republicans are in a lot of ways just as bad as the Democrats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Democrats we know are a pure evil on society.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans are a part of the political things. They're playing games as well. What I'm talking about is a ma and pa conservative who doesn't matter what party they're in. They could be independent, they could be libertarian, they could be a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But they were targeted because of their non-compliance with mask mandates or whatever it happens to be. Or
wouldn't
the
get
lockdown.
The jab, and they made it broadcast. They broadcasted these people.
So that's
you know,
what
put
I'm
them
talking.
Out in the public and fed them to the wolves. A lot of
well,
them, basically, is what they
well,
did.
Threatened them with
yes.
fines.
It was very interesting to me that throughout the course of that whole pandemic, the businesses that remained open were the businesses that went to the World Economic Forum's events and pledged fealty.
Isn't that interesting? Except for
there was some small mama pop stores.
Yeah.
That stayed open. I guess we need to go to a
break
and then we'll pick this conversation up on the other side. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Big mess. Wait for me, man. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your brush. Where the sun don't shine.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. And now save $500 on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed queen, now only $12.99, our lowest price ever. Plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join the Cascade Theater for an energy-packed show with Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue on August 6th. Packed with funk, soul, R&B, and psychedelic rock, Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue is sure to provide an exhilarating evening packed with a strong rhythm section, hip-hop beats, and bright flashes of brass with hard rock energy. Don't miss this fun night with Trombone Shorty at the Cascade Theater on August 6th. Tickets available at cascadetheater.org or 243-8877.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Keep playing it, yeah. That's good stuff. This is from Peter Frampton's farewell tour. It's called Isn't It a Pity? Okay, there we go. I really like that guitar. It's really cool sounding. So getting back to what we were talking about, okay, so we know that this is a power grab. We're going to see emergency after emergency after emergency, and it doesn't matter whether you're right or left at this point, a conservative or liberal. What matters is, do you believe in freedom? Do you believe in rights? Do you believe in the people having the ability to control their own government and their own destiny, or is it the other way around, which is historically what has it always been? You know, going back to the centralized power control, whether it's at the federal level or at the world level, is the same idea that's been going on for a long time. It's called the feudal system. Mm-hmm. You have the few people telling everybody else what to do, and they like that if you're the few people. The rest of us, not so much. Slavery
sucks.
You
own nothing and you will like it.
That's right. You got to do a class.
So if you own nothing, what do I own?
But like we were talking, you know, during the break, you know, people are starting to switch. Now, whether you want to call it Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, I don't know if you can actually label it, but people are starting to make a shift for their freedom. They're realizing it no matter what side of the aisle, you know, to a certain degree, people are going, oh, wait a minute. Now this is starting to affect me.
The biggest concern that I have about all of this is we have the attention span of a tick or a flea or a goldfish when it comes to these things.
Most people.
Speak for yourself. Yeah,
I'm talking as a nation, okay? Because right now, what do you want to bet? It's going to be a red tsunami in November. We end up taking back the House and everything else, and then come around December, people are happy again on 2024, and they're starting to vote
Democrat. I think it's going to be different this time for this reason. I think that it's not going to be business as usual anymore because the Democratic Party is such a threat of evil, and they've gone so far over the line by going after, you know, people on the other side that they're going to fight back regardless, even if, you know, just because it's a survival thing for the Republicans. Otherwise, they're probably going to get in jail. It's like the whole January 6th thing. What a trumped up bunch of crap, pardon the pun. You know, it's not a court of law. They're not following the law. They don't even have any, there's no presentation of the other side's evidence. And if anything, it vindicated Trump. And it's vindicated the other guys, but they're, you know, locked up without trial. They're, you know, no speedy trial. And they just got rid of everybody's rights, and it's like, we're just supposed to go along with the program and say it's all Trump's fault because Trump's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous. So,
but the problem that I can see on it is, and we were discussing this a little bit before we went on air, is we need the untouchables. We need the people who are going to come in from outside of the system, from outside the Republican, outside the Democratic Party to fix this. Because I don't know about you, but I would trust my local auto mechanic to be in that Senate position a lot more than I would Nancy Pelosi.
Well, they have to show up, and this is where I totally agree with you, is the fact that that you can't get complacent. You can't say, oh, we're going to win by such a landslide that I don't need to show up. No, everybody better start showing up, period, being involved locally.
I was going to say, you got to bring it back local. We have to start local because we have so much power that we can push forward if we can get our local taken care of. If we could have a true election and know that the election is truthful and the outcome is what it is, and the confidence restored in the people, you've got a lot of power then.
Well, we're seeing more and more, and we're going to get a little bit into that as well. But I talked to somebody yesterday, and you know, and we got into it. We could tell that it wasn't a bad into it. It just that we knew that we were going to disagree. I knew where their politics were. They kind of knew where mine is, just because you wear this stuff on your sleeve a little bit, whether you like it or not. And she was saying that, oh, gee, we need to just wipe the slate clean. But I voted for Stephanie Bridger in the last election because the other guy didn't have any experience. It's like,
wow.
Wow. What are you talking about? How can you even say that? I would rather have somebody with no experience in there than somebody who's been there for a long time entrenched and looking what we're getting from her. We're selective prosecution, favoritism. If you're on one side, you get slapped. And if you're on the other side, you get let go. You know, you don't need anybody like that. So the other guy, maybe it's a good thing the other guy didn't have any experience in the prosecution. Maybe it's a good thing he came in from the outside in the private sector to maybe look at it from a business standpoint as opposed to this entrenched thing. Because what's the other option? You get a guy in there and let him entrench and dig in like a tick for 10 years?
How can you say that in the same sentence? I'm sorry. You want to wipe the slate clean.
But I'm going to vote for the incumbent who's been there forever, who we don't trust.
Explain that to me.
And this is exactly the thing. People need to start understanding the mindset of the Untouchables. And if you guys haven't watched this movie, look up The Untouchables, the old movie with Sean Connery. It's based on the true story of the FBI and how they got started, because all of the local police, they were all corrupt. And in the process of starting the FBI, they couldn't even grab a single guy from the police force that was there to go on their team
because
they kept tipping off the mobsters. He had to go to the academy before they even became police officers to get people that weren't corrupt.
I almost want to do my Sean Connery voice.
Well, a vodka martini shaking, not
but,
shirt.
But to
he
that
was
point,
the best Bond.
That's why they're starting these constitutional sheriffs, if you know anything. I mean, I was doing some homework on it about protect Americans now. Mm-hmm. And this is where they're, you know, setting up an organization, so to speak, with phones and stuff so people can call and find out about their sheriff. Is your sheriff constitutional? Is your sheriff going to stand up against the government? That is their job. They can tell the federal government, you know, no, we're not going to follow. That's not constitutional.
Well,
go pound sand.
We found lately that some of our people that thought that some of our guys were supposed to be on board that just got voted in, you know, didn't care whether the election was actually fair or not. Didn't care because it was going to certify. We don't want to piss anybody off, you know, that type of thing. And then, so where's the sheriff on this? Is he going to investigate this? You know, has he got any backbone to go in and actually look at some of the things that are going on?
What they're talking about is to get this set up before the primary. They're talking about that, you know, you shouldn't have any voting machines.
Right.
Everything should be hand counted. And if your sheriff isn't standing up for this, maybe you ought to think about doing something about it.
I think a lot of people are politically naive. Now, we've been in the arena. I've been doing this for 35 years, and locally more like 15 or whatever. And the thing is, a lot of the people that are coming into this arena finally are not politically astute with some of the politicians and their tactics and how they pull and, you know, how they tell you one thing and then they do another at the key moment and stab you in the back, those type of things. Because, you know, we've seen it locally here on several guys. Oh, well, we love that guy. And we go, no, man.
You did the right thing this time, but...
Well,
what about before?
What about the next time?
Or the next time?
What it is their self-interest? Is it in their self-interest to do the right thing, or is it because it's the right thing? And sometimes they do something that seems to be the right thing because it's in their self-interest to show everybody what a good guy they are, but then on the next vote, they totally stab you in the back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I applaud the constitutional sheriffs that are standing up for this. My question is, why is it 6 instead of 6,000?
Well, you're right.
Well, they're finally, you know, getting somewhere. They got to start just like True to Vote. They're working with them on this, You know, this is all being brought out since 2000 Mules, too. They have the evidence of what really is going on with this voting.
Well, we're kind of getting out of head of it.
Yeah.
I wanted to do this after, but I got a couple other things I want to get out here. But go ahead with
we do have a caller. Good morning, Siskiyou Steve.
Yeah, good morning again. I love you guys' show. You guys are wonderful for really putting the information out there. I wanted to bring up the fact that, you know, everybody knows that Newsom was in Washington. And then right after that, Trump ended up in Washington. That was kind of interesting. And then at Trump's, you talk about the people and the power of the people. I read the comments while I was listening to Trump's speech, which was really, he had a solution for everything, putting the tents, you know, on the low, cheap property outside of town and putting the tents in the bathrooms and putting the deadbeats out there. If you want help, we'll give you help, but if you're a deadbeat, here you go. Stay out there. We don't want you around us anymore. And it was, you know, he had a lot of solutions for the problems we're facing today. But the comments were all about, yeah, Trump, yeah, Trump, yeah, Trump. And nobody was saying that it's up to us. The mm-hmm. people. Trump can't do it by himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No way.
That's true.
And again, you know, he had 4 years in office and he got nowhere because even the Congress, the Senate, whatever, the Republicans behind him weren't able to take the power away from the rest of the idiots who were slaughtering Trump the whole 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just more information to get the people off their ass.
Right.
And let's get moving here. It's up to the people.
Absolutely.
One more thing. I just read the drafting of the Declaration of Independence. One more time. It's in a little bulletin that the Elks Club put out. But it goes back and talks about the history of the making of the Declaration of Independence and the resolutions that they had to come up with first to get the attention of the people and the other delegates from the counties, the colonies. And how the colonies held out because they were afraid of getting too violent too fast and things like that. It's just interesting if we're repeating ourselves completely, 100%.
Well, they say history repeats itself, but I say it doesn't repeat itself. It just rhymes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm a biker. I'm going to be down there for the Flag Day on the August 5th, and I belong to the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association up here in Grants Pass. But
you're not Wairika anymore, Steve?
I am. Had to almost evacuate. I got everything out ready to evacuate, and I called Mark last night and said, "Hey, Mark, are we safe or not? Can I sleep tonight?" And he kind of felt like it was pretty good. They did a hell of a job yesterday, but the wind helped a lot too. But he said, keep one eye open all night.
Oh, that's comforting.
Well, I'm glad you're safe now.
Yeah, the other thing is that in packing up and getting ready to go, I went, wait a minute, I'm not leaving nowhere. You know, these suckers are going to come right behind us and loot our places. So I had a big question on my mind about that. I was all, you know, had all the guns out and the ammo out and everything ready to take it all with me. And I said, I think I'll leave all this stuff right here ready to use.
Well, you know, that's a good thought. What I've been telling everybody to do, and which I think they should do besides all the go bags and all that stuff is be ready, is I keep a trailer right next to where I have all the supplies or whatever I need to get out of there, you know. And it's parked with the truck on it so that I can have almost everything that is completely necessary that I would care about it loaded up within about 10 minutes. This time of year. Now, you get towards September, October, you get a few rains, and then I pull the truck off the trailer. But this whole, you know, I learned last year with the fire out there in Jones Valley. I mean, I went out there about 5 o'clock in the morning and said, you know something? I got an idea that I should just hook this trailer up. And I had no more than gotten the trailer hooked up. And it's a three horse trailer, three horse slant. It's a big trailer and it holds a lot. And I got up there and I got it hooked up and I no more than got it hooked up and ready to fly. And I got a phone call saying I need help out here in Jones Valley because we're evacuating. So I've been doing that ever since. I mean, I think you just have to be prepared to do whatever you can to get out there, out of the, you know, a place that's in danger quickly, because it's not going away, and this seems like a year after year thing. So we need to be prepared.
Right, but also we need the militia to stand guard over places, because the sheriffs and the police can't, the local, you know, authorities can't guard everything. So
well, you got to make
unfortunately,
you got to make a decision too about that, Steve, because if you're going to stay on the property, you can do that, protect your house, do all that stuff, but they won't let anybody in, the police and stuff. And I've experienced this. I almost got arrested for this before because my sister-in-law and a baby was out there at my place during the fire, and the cops wouldn't let me through. I had to do a four-wheel drive around the thing to get out there. And so that's the choices that you have. Either be prepared or stay on the property if you're going to, but then I would have sprinkler systems on my house and a few other precautions.
Well, I'm lucky. I have a center block and metal roof and good water pressure.
There you go.
But, you know, the thing I'm getting at with the militia is that we have an understanding, we have a development of the militia in the communities, so the sheriff is willing to bring that militia in, or the deputies, whatever you want to call them, and there's somebody guarding these places, because again, the police and the sheriff can't do it all.
Right.
So, you know, as we evacuate, there's people who have been trained, and, you know, there is something up here. You talk about the grows that are going on, and LaRue is only 35 years old. He's a young sheriff. We do have young people happening in this county. It's very slow, but, you know, we're moving along.
Well, you got to develop that cooperation, you know, with your sheriff, and you know, in some counties it's different than others, and that's, you know, we need to keep you know, growing that.
And again, I think people are starting to band together, like the militia and stuff is starting to band together more and more.
All right, so.
Well, the people are feeling it. The people are.
Finally.
How are these parents being able to afford to go pay $100 for gas, what, a week or twice a week? And then go to the grocery store and buy a box that's halfway full of cereal for three kids.
Right.
How do they afford that?
Grow your own. You got to grow your own food and do whatever you can.
No, you guys got it all wrong. We're not in a recession or anything. There's no inflation.
Hey, we're not in a recession.
The more they have to pay those bills, the more they're going to say, hey, something's wrong here. I can't do this anymore.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that's human nature, that most people have to feel the pressure before they feel like they need to react to something. You know, if you're not the one that's being affected, then it's easy to look the other way.
Well, like you all, we've been fighting it for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
All right, so with that, I want to get back to the original thing that I was on with the vax, and then we'll move into this other stuff as well. We're kind of, you know,
we always do.
One second, Mark. I just really want to give a heartfelt thanks to the Joe Biden administration, because as of 2 days ago, they have just ordered the completion of the U.S.-Mexico border wall near Yuma.
Boy, I got something on that. Put that on hold. We got several things.
So much at the border. So much.
We got, just hang on to that. All right, so I'm going to play, the first thing I want to mention is the three doctors that had died within 1 week after the whole hospital mandates fourth COVID jab. And I'm just going to highlight the fact that people are dying right and left. And then this is an Australian. This is a 2 minute clip. Let's play this real quick. And then we've got a couple of clips that are going to address a lot of these other things, and we can talk about them as well. So let's play this. This is from Australia, and let's see what this person has to say. And here we go.
Would it still look like an emergency to you? Would anyone still be
this
afraid?
This is Alex Antic,
propaganda,
Senator of Australia,
media cabal and a bureaucratic class. The greatest emergency I see is a lack of strength. And of course, the pattern continues with the lamentable World Health Organization declaring monkeypox as a global health emergency, while the White House is now pivoting to the monkeypox emergency without even batting an eyelid. And coming up next is the so-called climate crisis. South Australia's Parliament recently declared a climate emergency with no real evidence, and their proposed solution is transforming the economy to net zero emissions. Quite a goal. But how exactly it'll be achieved? Well, here's the spoiler alert. It'll involve more government control over your life, restricting your ability to run businesses how you want, restricting your ability to buy what you want, go where you want, along with soaring food, fuel and electricity prices. People do strange and terrible things when they're afraid. They behave emotionally and look for people to blame. Those who want rational debate and value freedom over the promise of safety are now labelled as threats to the public. We saw this with people who refused COVID mRNA injections. They were called anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists, just for wanting transparency and not wanting to be locked in their homes. Sure, we'll see that with climate lockdowns too. Australians need to be aware that whether through apathy or by design, we are allowing our liberty to be sacrificed at the altar of safety. The weapon is fear. The remedy is the emergency declaration. As Edmund Burke said, no passion so effectively robs the mind of its powers of acting and reasoning as does fear. Aspiring tyrants know this well and will continue to exploit it. The game plan is to hold us in a perpetual state of emergency until absolute power is obtained. Don't sit by the sidelines and watch our freedom fade away. You better get involved before it's too late.
Well, and that goes to what I've been saying. Emergency after emergency yep. after emergency. Newsom has doesn't want, he's even admitted that he doesn't, you know, the emergency is a bunch of crap, but they don't want, they're not going to get rid of it because they keep getting more and more power. So it's going to be emergency after emergency after emergency because
it's
this
never
is going to
end. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, something to do with your health, climate, you know, it just goes on and on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's just going to pick at random whatever it is, and of course that's an emergency.
Well, there's an agenda, and it's not. This is not by accident. When you see these agendas being handed down, you know, whether it's the monkeypox, whether it's the global climate, these are all initiatives that are being handed down to personnel, and you got to understand that, you know, oh, so that's a conspiracy theory, like a global thing. Okay. Then you have to get to the point where you wake up enough to say, hey, there's a huge problem here that's being organized by somebody in power that has a lot of money somewhere, and this is not a conspiracy theory, because if you can show fact after fact after fact, there's no theory to it. This is a global conspiracy fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's, I mean, just 2 days ago, we have San Francisco and New York that have declared public health emergencies over monkeypox. Mm-hmm. However, also this week, there was also a huge victory. This article comes from Red State, and it's the Victory for Freedom Medical Employees with Historic Settlement in Case Again. So in a
10
big,
million, I think it was.
Yep. It was actually $10,337,000. North Shore has been required to change its policy to allow religious exemptions and rehire anyone who is forced to resign for not getting the vaccine. Well,
and that's all over the news, right?
Right.
Everybody knows about that's going to happen.
Well, this is why mainstream news is losing their audience, because people are getting tired of being lied to, you know. I mean, the vax is just an example of it. Get the vax. You won't get it. Oh, you do get it. Well, they keep moving the goalposts. Oh, well, it's not that you won't get it. You won't get it as bad. You get it as bad, but you won't get a booster, and it's all baloney.
But that you need the other booster, because the booster that you got doesn't take care of that strain of it, so you need this booster to take care of that strain.
And if we follow that reasoning, then we need to get a shot about every month.
And it was
exactly
just last
that's
week
what they're after.
That Fauci came out and said, as we now know, that it does not prevent transmission. Well, why the hell did we do it in the first place? You were telling me I was going to lose my job because I was going to kill grandma.
Right.
Yeah. You were going to kill everybody and spread it. You don't love them anymore.
And interestingly enough, you know, the monkey pox, has a 99.97 survival rate.
And also, interestingly enough, it seems to be spreading between one particular community that really enjoys doing lewd and lascivious
weird
acts
stuff
with everyone.
Okay, and you know, there you have it. So that's why the lockdown is
so we but they want to lock all of us down here pretty soon over this.
So
whether you live in San Francisco or not.
So what's his name? Rahm Emanuel? I'd never let a good crisis go to waste. That's what they're talking about. Crisis after crisis, emergency after emergency, that is a never-ending emergency while they keep consolidating more and more power, and it's up to the people to say, no, we're not doing it, whether it's at the local, state, or federal level, we're not going to comply. You guys guys can pound sand and I better be careful here. Well, I've got a minute to the top of the hour, so.
Why do you think they're attacking our Second Amendment so much?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, you know, because they want to be able to have all the power.
Well, I want to thank some people for that last clip. I had it keyed up before I got it in the chat room anyway. And I think that was from Lori and then Linda. I'm not sure if that was you or not. But anyway, that was the boom clip with the Australian guy. And so we've got JP up on the top of the hour with his new video, or one of his new videos.
He's got a couple good ones out, actually. He does pretty good. The problem is they're funny, but they're so truthful about really what's going on in the world.
That's,
you know,
like the Babylon Bee. They had one that was just, it was so off the cuff, but it made me laugh for probably 2 minutes straight.
Okay.
All right, we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second half of Solving Mind Radio.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Biden administration is trying to make the case that the economy is not in nor heading for a recession. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Republicans say Thursday's report showing the economy shrank for the second consecutive quarter is evidence of a Biden recession. But the president and his team are going all out to play down that label, pointing instead to low unemployment and strong consumer spending.
That doesn't sound like a recession to me.
In the April to June quarter, the economy contracted by nearly 1% after shrinking by 1.6% from January to March. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A pair of Democrats are asking the government to crack down on poor service by the nation's airlines. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Senators Elizabeth Warren and Jose Padilla lay out their concerns in a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. They cite what they call a wide range of rampant and unfair practices. They're asking the Transportation Department to create concrete rules for refunds and to impose hefty fines on airlines for those delays and cancellations brought on by their own poor planning. Bob Agnew reporting.
Thousands of followers of an influential Shiite cleric have stormed into Iraq's parliament to protest government formation efforts led by his rivals from Iran-backed organizations. Those protesters, followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, used ropes and chains to topple cement walls around the heavily fortified Green Zone on Saturday, then flooded the assembly building. Several people were injured in the melee. Bill Russell has passed away. The NBA Hall of Famer, who anchored a Boston Celtics dynasty that won 11 championships in 13 years, the last two of the first in any major sport, was 88 years old. He was a first-time most valuable player, 12-time All-Star, and voted in 1980 the NBA's greatest player ever. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out? You need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
A prosecutor in Virginia will not file charges against police officers who used tear gas on demonstrators protesting police violence at a Robert E. Lee statue in 2020.
Richmond Commonwealth Attorney Colette McEachin says confusing police radio communications led officers to use tear gas on a peaceful group of protesters at the Lee statue. She says police commanders authorized tear gas to be used at the nearby J.E.B. Stewart monument, where a smaller group of protesters was trying to topple the statue. McEachin says radio transmission simply referred to the monument, and officers at the Lee Monument wrongly believed the use of tear gas had been authorized for that site. Jason Walker reporting.
Debris from a rocket that boosted part of China's new space station into orbit fell into the sea near the Philippines today. Nobody was hurt. News and analysis at townhall.com. If you need an excuse to avoid eating healthy, I suppose this might be one.
Dole is recalling two brands of salad mixes because they may contain a poisonous plant called hairy nightshade. 16-ounce packages of Simply Nature Organic Spring Mix and 5 and 11-ounce packages of Marketside Spring Mix are being pulled from store shelves. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 31st, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including former movie studio executive Sherry Lansing, 78 years old. International Tennis Hall of Famer Yvonne Goudagon-Colley is 71. Actor Michael Biehn has 66 candles on his birthday cake. Rock singer and musician Daniel Ashe of Love and Rockets is 65. Actor Wesley Snipes, 60 today. Author J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame, 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio. I'm talking like Joe Biden now. Community radio for the North State. We're in the house. Should I?
You know that thing.
Yeah, we have.
You know that thing.
Okay, we've got our clip. We're going to play it right now real quick. Here we go. This is from the Biden. This is Biden redefines the recession. This is from the Echo Chamber with Dr. Mack. Here we go. And let's play it.
In a bold move, the Biden administration has prevented a recession by changing the definition of the word recession. We have a few of Washington's top political strategists here to discuss the decision.
This was a brilliant move, and it's opened up many possibilities for Biden. In fact, it's being rumored that his administration now plans on balancing the budget by changing the definition of the word deficit.
That's absolutely right. Inflation, unemployment, shortages, these are all very serious problems that the American people are depending on the Biden administration to change the definitions of.
Exactly. Look, right now, Americans need real leadership. Someone who's going to take a stand and tell them everything's fine. Stop worrying about it. You sound crazy.
What about the Americans who say we can't trust a president to change the meanings of words he can't pronounce?
Well, while they're updating definitions, the Biden administration has also been adding a very generous list of additional accepted pronunciations for most of these words. So they've eliminated his gaffing problem as well.
Impressive.
That's right. And along with that, for the utterances he's made that we can't quite make out, the Biden administration is also issuing a list of new words. Chunder dash abada pressure. Bada calf care. As in the Himalayas. These are no longer gaffes. They're real words said by our real president.
Incredible. After the break, Biden ruled competent after medical examiners changed the definition of dementia.
Okay, we got we got another one here real quick, too. Let me get to this here. Okay. This is Matt Gaetz, and if you haven't heard this yet, you'll love this because this is about being offended, and they're talking about the clip explain itself. Here we go. Matt Gaetz, a GOP congressman.
Is it safe to say that based off of your comments, you're suggesting that these women at these abortion rallies are ugly and overweight?
Yes.
What do you say to people who think that those comments are offensive?
Be offended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, I heard that one.
Now, that is, to me, the key to everything. You know something? Who gives a crap what these people think? Who gives a crap what these if these guys are offended? Who gives a crap what they're offended about? Because you know something? Go pound sand. We don't really care anymore because you have no relevance. When you change the definition of words, when you change the meaning of things, when you're following no science, when you just, you know, use anything as a political football to get what you want, then you're totally irrelevant in my book. Ignore these freaking people. They're idiots. They're always.
It's all about how they feel.
Who cares?
What they feel.
Who
I cares? Know, but that's where they go.
Right.
You know,
oh,
it's how I feel. Okay. I feel. And we're all supposed to go, oh, yes,
well,
no problem. I don't think so.
Well, let's talk about how you feel.
Yeah, how I feel.
Okay.
I get something that'll make you feel, too.
Okay, so let's talk about safe. Let's talk about how you feel. Do you feel safe?
No.
Why? Well, that's all.
Well, that's pretty open ended there.
It couldn't
be
all the policies that we've been getting implemented and shoved down our throats, from vaccines to climate change to no prosecutions to you know all of these.
Oh, don't get me started on that about the jail and stuff.
All we hear from these idiots is, you know, we're doing this to keep you safe. They're not keeping anybody safe. Their policies are making everybody not safe.
They're keeping their pocketbook safe.
Well, that's part of the issue.
I had a situation this morning. I was parked. I was on my phone, so I was abiding the law. I was texting on my phone, so I was parked, and I had a homeless person come up to my car, and because I wouldn't roll down my window, and this is right a couple blocks from here, wouldn't roll down my window and oblige them, they started yelling and screaming and was coming towards my car. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talking about feeling safe. Yeah, I felt real safe.
They
weren't going to be very safe, but the point is, I mean, they literally got pissed off because I would not roll my window down and I took off.
I'm going to ask you this question one more time. How safe do you feel? Do you feel safe? Is it safe?
No.
Oh yeah, safe as hell.
Government says it's safe, it's not safe.
Whatever they say is exactly the opposite. If they say this is for your benefit, it's not for your benefit. If this is the Job Protection Act,
I'm going to change the definition.
If it says Social Security, social insecurity. I mean, really?
Well, yeah, I know.
Everything they say is complete.
That's why we have to
bullpucky.
And it's all
change the definition.
I mean, you look at people who are my age. I know I'm paying into a system that I will never see a dime of.
Oh, come on. You're just a pessimistic, conspiratorial knuckle dragger. Come on. You know, I heard someone say the other day on this station, they go, well, there's two sides to everything. You need to listen to both. There's the liberal side, and then there's the neocon knuckle dragger. You know, that's like, wow, that was unbiased. So,
yes.
But I feel your pain.
Yeah.
So I want to play this.
It's
this is JP.
Feel.
We did play those two clips.
I
anyway.
Feel. I feel. Let me feel.
All right. So here we go. This is JP, and this is from the We Lie to You news, and it's one of his finer moments. He's in
mainstream media. We lie to you.
Here we go.
Good evening, slave. We're now doing the long-awaited sequel to that you've been waiting for. Monkeypox is officially a public health emergency. We're about to bottle feed you the full details, which will put you into a fearful state, and then you'll be very suggestible to everything we say after that. We'll also be terrorizing you with updates on President Fully Protected Biden contracting the climate emergency, and how the World Economic Forum wants to black out the sun. Seriously. But first, let's start with definitely not created in a lab this time, monkeypox. The World Health Organization has declared monkeypox a public health emergency. And the public has declared the World Health Organization a public health emergency.
Right?
But the public doesn't control the narrative, so who cares? Here's what the head of the World Health Organization and Chinese Communist Party official Tedros something or other had to say.
I have decided that the global monkeypox outbreak represents a public health emergency of international concern.
Scary, I know, but it gets scarier. Now, who is being most affected by this hilarious-sounding virus? Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, citing the New England Journal of Medicine,
which does not sound very credible to us, shares that those who are infected by the dreaded global monkeypox emergency are 98% are gay or bisexual, 41% have concurrent HIV, and 95% of cases have been transmitted via sexual activity. And that's resulted in a staggering zero deaths. Can you cancel my weekend plans? As you can see, this is a public health emergency that affects us all. Your obedience to everything we tell you now and moving forward is the only way to protect yourself. However, there are those who suffer from a deficiency in obedience who are saying, another public health emergency that gives authoritarians complete control over our lives? This is like the boy who cried wolf. Well, it's actually not like that at all. Because in that fairy tale, the boy who cried wolf was not a wolf himself. So this is very different. And in other news, President Brandon announced that he has COVID.
You're okay. You're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Oops, that's not the right clip.
Hey folks, guess you heard, this morning I tested positive for COVID.
Following that announcement, the Babylon Bee reports that Joe Biden calls Obama to wish him a speedy recovery after hearing the president has COVID. With Hunter's dad being sick, one would expect the border problem, inflation, and food shortages that have been plaguing our country to start improving if the president's not working. But luckily, Brandon continues to work, even while having the dreaded infection. How's he doing that? Well, the White House doctor says, with all the problems the president is suffering from, this infection is the least of his concerns. Probably won't commit himself. But the president is facing some criticism for continuing to work. As the woke will always cannibalize their own, Yale medical professor Kim Sue has accused Biden of being a white supremacist for continuing to work while he has COVID. The university professor, who is someone you pay lots of money to educate your children, said in a tweet, POTUS working while having COVID infection epitomizes white supremacy urgency in the workplace. But the White House responded by saying, that's not the thing that proves Biden's a white supremacist. However, Kim Sue is someone who should be taken very seriously, given that the credentials of her pronouns are listed in her Twitter bio. We can also tell she is a principled person, unafraid to stick up for the truth that she stands for, as she prevents unapproved people from following her account. And while we're on the topic, unfortunately, Paul Duncan, a 35-year-old former NFL and Notre Dame lineman, has died after going into cardiac arrest while jogging around his neighborhood. After a string of similar deaths, there's no word yet on what caused him to go into cardiac arrest, but it was probably old age. Case closed. There will be no further comments on the matter. Moving along. If one virus doesn't kill you, then another will. And if that unfortunately still doesn't kill you, then the weather will. The climate crisis is here, and it's real. That's why our narrative is chalked so full of it. And there's no need to worry, because we want you to panic. And on the matter, President Biden recently announced climate change programs. But consumers of propaganda are disappointed that he's yet to declare a climate emergency. And for those who are concerned that professional cyclist Joe Biden has yet to declare a climate emergency, don't worry, because that's on the next page in the playbook. Once declared, the climate emergency will help Americans have less food and more poverty while believing they're protected against the weather as they're living in despair. For more on this, don't check out the full breakdown on this video on the JP Reacts channel, linked in the description. To better understand the climate crisis and how it works, take a look at these weather update photos that prove how drastically the globe is warming. The top one is from June 21st, 2017, and the bottom one, with lower temperatures but featuring the color red, is from June 21st of this year. So as you can see, the colors we're now using on lower temperatures
are much scarier.
So the top was green
and the bottom was red.
But is there anyone who can help us defeat the climate crisis? Yes! Oddly enough, the same people who create the narrative on it and go to painstaking measures to get it in front of you every chance they get also have a solution on it. It's our good friends and trusted allies at the World Economic Forum. The unelected reptiles at the World Economic Forum are pushing to block out the sun in an effort to defeat humanity in the name of the climate emergency. They're advocating for the use of space bubbles to block out some of the sun's rays. What could go wrong giving Klaus Schwab control over your ability to receive the life-giving light from the sun? Nothing, because Klaus Schwab himself reassures the public that there should be no risk. Sounds like a good thing to take at face value. You shouldn't worry about the risk if something goes wrong with his scheme to block out the sun. Should probably worry about the risk of it going according to plan. Hey, look at the weather in Antarctica today. We've got to do something about this. In our final story tonight, the Gateway Pundit reports that the city of Kalamazoo, Michigan is decriminalizing public urination, defecation, and littering for equity. And if you think about it, that implies that they think people of color are degenerate enough to want to pee and poop on sidewalks. And that's definitely not a racist perspective they have in their effort to destroy their city under the leadership of leftist Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Observational reports show that Governor Whitmer has an approximate IQ of 47, which Michigan leftists are proud of, as it helps create equity for dumb people. That's it for tonight's news. Monkeypox is here, so don't do gay orgies quite as much. And please pray for President Brandon's recovery, but also be an atheist. And there's sun on the horizon for you with Klaus Schwab's dark cloud in the sky. He's so literal with that. Fuck your freedom. Good night.
I mean, that did that unpack everything we've been talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, gee, mini Christmas. I mean, how much plainer than that can you get? I mean, obviously, satire, but hit everything to the point that he's telling the truth about what they're saying. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Well, and so much of this, they're pivoting to climate change right now, and obviously it was global warming, and then in the 70s it was global cooling, and we're all going to die from that, and if it's not that, it's going to be the nuclear blast that's going to kill us all, so huddle up into your little desk there, school child, because that's going to help you. But they do it during a year to where it's expected, from theweatherchannel.com, as of May 13th, 2022, rare triple dip La Nina increasingly possible, what that could mean for hurricane season and ongoing drought. Typically, every 3 to 4 years, temperatures will rise in this zone and oscillate from warmer El Nino to cooler La Nina periods. Basically, they find out what's going to happen with the weather, and just like the soothsayers of old, listen to me or God will strike you. Instead, we've got Charles Schwab and Carl Schwab, whatever his name is, who's out here looking like that villain from Star Wars. Nah, the dark side. You'll own nothing and like it.
Yeah.
See my top advisor, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, now he's going to take your son, so you are going to be on the dark side, you know.
You and your dad, just pitiful little revolutionaries.
Can we take a moment to appreciate the literal dystopian nightmare that has become our world, okay? You've got... Oh, you gotta stay indoors because you can't go outside. And, oh, you have to do this. And, oh, we're literally going to black out the sun. I saw a movie called The Matrix that did this, Schwab.
Gas is still $18 a gallon.
No, but it's gonna be. I mean, it was just literally last week that we ended up seeing Putin ended up cutting off 50% of this year's supply. It was only at 40% of what he had done last year, the previous year, and now it's at 20%. But if he ends up cutting off complete supply, a lot of the economists are saying we're going to see $15 a barrel.
Who cares? Who cares? It's all for the good of everybody to feel safe so we can all drive electric cars.
But yeah, don't worry about it. Just stay in your house, and if anything, buy an electric car.
Bright side.
Let's block out the sun.
Well, all this
with
is
no
going
sun,
on,
yeah.
And we have Nancy Pelosi now not going over to Taiwan because China just threatened to shoot her out of the sky.
I think she should go.
I think
I'm
she should,
you,
too.
I'm telling you, I think she should go. In fact, I think about half of Congress
well,
should
let's
go.
Let's see if China's really telling the truth.
You know, as a peace envoy toward Beijing.
Take one for the team, Nancy.
They don't need missiles. They just need a bucket of water.
No, they just need a bucket of vodka.
That beats the train station, Nancy. Take that for the team.
Yeah, we're going to take them to the airport.
But at the same time this is going on, we're selling off more of our oil reserves, which
to
that
China.
Just so happens
and
to be what we keep our war machine running with.
But gas will be $18 a gallon, and you'll like it.
And Hunter and Biden... They have absolutely nothing to do with
Hunter and
no.
Hunter and Joe, yeah, they had nothing to do with the border. And it's all these words you keep talking about, recession and border and safe and all this stuff. Come on. So that kind of brings up my next clip here. This is Laura Logan, and she's a award-winning journalist. And this is at a meeting down by Yuma, Arizona, I believe it is. And here's what she had to say. This is let's go. Are we ready? Here we go.
I'm not sure how many of you are aware of that. And if you really want to know when the cheating starts, it's long before you get to the polls, right? I mean, think about it. It starts with the census. It starts with counting illegal immigrants in the census. How do you determine how many members of Congress you get? Population size, right? So how does, California has all these delegates at the Electoral College. And you don't just get more money from the federal government for your increased population. You don't just get more congressional candidates representing you. But what else do you get? You get an opportunity to pad the voter rolls with people who are being completely and utterly exploited. And there's one thing that I've learned as I've been investigating this is they love euphemisms, right? They love euphemisms because it's all about democracy, and if there's any form of voter security, that's voter suppression and racism and white supremacy. And if it's the other side, anything we can do to get more people out to vote. But actually, when you talk to the canvassers, they'll tell you that when they go into the low-income areas, sometimes they're predominantly Hispanic, sometimes they're black, sometimes they're white. But that's where they find the most...
Now I'm going to stop it there because the part of the clip that I need to listen to you, or have you listen to, let me get it up here, is just before that.
Well, you find
no,
that.
No, I got it. Hold on. Here goes. Hold on.
Holding.
And get assigned a social security number.
Hold on. Here we go. Ah, hold on. I got it. I got to get the volume back up here. Okay, here we go. It's on. All right, here we go.
Social security number.
Hold on.
Firm from Border Patrol agents who are actually physically doing this, they get given a social security number.
All right, so that's the part I wanted you to hear, is the fact that they're giving out social security numbers to illegal aliens coming over the border in conjunction with all of that.
So according to the Epoch Times, as of yesterday, Biden administration confirms plan to give IDs to illegal immigrants.
Yes.
President Joe Biden's administration has confirmed a plan where he would give identification cards to illegal immigrants. The pilot program from Immigration and Customs Enforcement is aimed at modernizing documentation, providing some non-citizens.
This has all been confirmed by Laura Logan down at the border talking agents on the border.
Well, and you have all of these videos from people who are in these 3-mile-long no-go zones for any of the actual news crews or any of these people that are vetted news organizations, where you have people like Ben, I forget his last name, who is down there.
Shapiro?
Actually, not Shapiro. He was local to here. But he ended up going down there, and he's got 15,000 people that are on the border crossing, just watching them come in and watching them get bussed in and watching them come across. Last year, for all of the illegal immigration that took place, we had about 400,000 people that came through illegally. This year, we are already up to over 500,000 people. When you start looking at the raw amounts of numbers and the fact that it hasn't been updated, they still say we have anywhere from between 11 to 20 million people who are here illegally. However, when you end up just taking into the raw numbers of people that are coming across the border, we're at 30, 40, possibly 50 million people that are in this country illegally right now. And when you take into account that number of people that are here, mind you, Arizona is a populace of about 11 million people.
Right.
That's big. That's huge. We had an election that was swung by three states.
Well, that's what this is really all about. This is about giving unbridled control to the Democrats because they think they're going to, you know, sway all these voters and they rig the consensus or the census. And so I got one more clip to play here. I want to get it on. It's kind of on the same wavelength here. This is Maria Bartiromo. And this is from this morning, and she's doing an interview with this person. I don't have the person's name here in front of me, but this is important because it kind of goes to what we're talking about. That's coming out of the soup of BS that's coming out of the Biden administration. Here we go.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is slamming Republicans for bringing it up.
That is shameful, and that is just wrong. There is a process in place for managing
migrants
at the border.
They're talking about shipping all
the,
busing all of
the
illegal aliens into D.C.
And using migrants as a political pawn is just wrong. They are being used, Peter. They're being used by Republican governors.
Our next guest is hosting a summit on the broken border crisis this Wednesday on Fox Nation. Host of Sunday Morning Futures, Maria Bartiromo, joins us now. Maria, so great to have you this morning. You know better than anyone the situation at the border, and in particular the abuse that so many children go through crossing that border because of the cartels and the dangers. And here is Karine Jean-Pierre saying that it is the Republicans who are using the migrant response.
Yeah. Hi, Rach. Thanks very much. I think Karine Jean-Pierre's answer is about two words, as if. As if the border was closed. As if they are not conducting a dereliction of duty. As if they are not using migrants as pawns by keeping an open border and hope that they will get Democrat voters. As if recession doesn't mean recession. It's all the same talking points, and it's all the same ignoring anything that is absolutely against what the American people want. We're looking forward to this border summit that I will be hosting for Fox Nation. We will be at the border this upcoming week. We'll be live on Mornings with Maria on Fox Business on Wednesday morning from the border, and we will have more information as far as how detrimental the situation is right now. As if there weren't massive amounts of fentanyl killing Americans getting seized at the border. As if people were not getting raped on their dangerous trek into America. It's all extraordinary, and it is all a dereliction of duty. On top of all of the other missteps out of this administration, that is exactly what we are talking about this morning. I've got GOP leadership coming on this morning. That is John Barrasso from Wyoming to talk about why it is that everywhere you look, there is another problem and a misstep out of this administration, and yet the Republicans are in a dead heat in the Senate. What's wrong with the Republicans that they are in a dead heat in the Senate? Why isn't this so obvious that the country needs a massive sweep of different policies? We're also talking with Charlie Kirk and Miranda Devine. We've got new information on the Hunter Biden scandal this morning. And John Ratcliffe, former National Director of Intelligence, is going to tell us about new open source reporting that says Taiwan is going to get invaded by China within the next 18 months. Wait until you hear what his take is on how badly this whole Taiwan trip was mismanaged by the administration. And then we've got Harriet Hageman coming on. She, of course, is looking to take down Liz Cheney in her seat coming up in November for the elections, the midterm elections. Liz Cheney has been the face of the January 6th hearings, and yet it's Harriet Hageman who has been winning over voters in that state. We're going to talk about it all coming up in about 15 minutes' time, and we do have breaking news on the situation around China.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there too, and it just kind of shows you the whole game. I mean, they're letting the illegal aliens in to these states unrestricted, but when they start shipping them over to D.C., they're now being used as a political pawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the conservatives and the Republicans. You're the bad ones. You guys are the ones that are shipping them, so you're trafficking them. And with that, we have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Lock down all towns. Everybody slow down. Give them everything you have. Mask up, backs up, get your body trashed up. Better do what they ask. It's all right, okay, sorry, but you can't pray. Gotta keep the church doors closed.
no superstition. The saint politician will tell you what you need to know.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Shasta County citizens advocating respect and the Sikh Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
In the battle on the field, there is evil on the move. But I hope that you can feel that I will always fight for you. In the darkness of the times, there's a light that shines to prove. It'll soon reveal the crime, so I won't stop this fight for you. Yes, I will always fight for you. I will brave every attack, and I will not give up on you. I will always have your back.
KCNR 1460, this is Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North Street, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah. Now, here's what I want to say, and this is probably going to spark a hearty hi-ho silver debate.
Oh, no.
Is this all on purpose? What do you think? It's on purpose? You think these guys are doing this on purpose?
This is a trick question, right?
If you don't think it is, I seriously question your ability to think and reason. Right here I've got, as of yesterday's date, Gateway Pundit petitions court to unseal Epstein's alleged client list. Why was that list ever sealed to begin with? Why do we know more about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard?
My dog stepped on a pee. I really got a pee. I see a flea.
Why don't we know more about that? Why don't we have all the memes on that?
I must have missed that one. You know, the only thing I remember is something about...
Oh, it's nonstop.
It is nonstop, I know, yeah.
I don't even listen to that crowd.
Why was it that we had this list that was sealed? Now, we actually... People have the list.
Oh, come on. You know the answer to the question.
People have what's on it. I've seen the list. I have the phone numbers. I have the addresses. I know the flight logs. I know who went to all these places. Why was that information sealed?
Come on now.
I think real slow, but I think real good.
What is the reason?
It was to keep us safe.
What is the reason to go to a pedophile island? I want to see that in congressional hearings, and I want people to ask the question to these people.
You know, they got the tattoo down there. It's the plane! It's the plane! Welcome to Pedophile Island.
That is so disgusting. But they don't have to go there anymore. They just, you know, go to their schools or these, you know, bars and restaurants that they're now having, you know, their little dance routines for the children. I mean,
so
hello?
Here was a tweet from Elon Musk on July 4th. It said, the only thing more remarkable than DOJ not leaking the list is that no one in the media cares. Doesn't that seem odd?
That's what I'm saying. They're more, you know.
Well, you know, if you go back to that one gal who I think was NBC, what she was talking about, we had it all. We had the Clintons going to Pedophile Island, all this. We had it all. We had all the evidence. And
It was an ABC reporter.
Was it ABC? I don't even remember. But the real deal is that it was shut down from above. See, that's what we keep coming back to. That's why I'm bringing this up. Is this all on purpose? Is somebody in control of all of the narrative? Is somebody in control of all of the outlets that we get news from mainstream? Is somebody, you know, diverting us and putting us in a direction that they want us to go? Or is it just all a big accident and it's all random?
Sure.
And there's nobody trying to, you know, take over our country or
our
rights.
They're taking over every part of our life. If you can't see that, I mean, they're involved in everything in trying to, you know, make us do what they want us to do, how they want us to do it, and be happy about it.
Well, you'll be happy about it.
You know,
would you like a cigarette too? Would you like a cigarette?
No, and I don't want a pancake either.
Would you like a smoke and a pancake?
Wait, that's not a cigarette.
Creeping, bong and a blunt.
No, can you say no?
Cigar and a crepe. No,
you know, but they're involved in everything in our life. They're making decisions. They want to be able to do everything for us. Don't you know that? Don't you feel good about them doing that for us?
Well, in the meantime, we have very few people on either side that are actually decent, actually standing up for their constituents and doing it. Like on the Democratic side, Tulsi Gabbard. I think that she's probably one of the people. I don't agree with her, but I think she actually is trying to do her job, and she catches
hate. I would just like to see some honesty, you know. And I'm saying that she is probably the one of the few people that are honest up there. And mm-hmm. I think there's quite a few of them, but they're also fighting this big machine mm-hmm. and this big propaganda machine, you know, that takes their cues from China a lot of times. I mean, you know, if China says something, it's funny how it gets repeated all across the mainstream news, you know, and
It was just last week that we had the WEF that came out and talked about how China needs to be the world global power and that they need to go ahead and take over. Yeah. I guess so we can black out the sun.
Well, because they got to do
something. Yeah, that's it.
Well, they got to do something in light of all the bank runs in China and the people being locked down and tanks moving in so that people are trying to get their money out of the banks. I mean, just, you know.
No, it's not their money anymore. Now it's securities of the government. They're not allowed to take their money out of the bank. But you're not going to hear that. You're also not going to hear anywhere on the news about how Canada for like 2 days went completely down on their cell phones and they couldn't get money out and stuff like that. That was weird. Maybe like a trial run. I don't know. But at the same time, as of 2 days ago, there is good news because Marjorie Taylor Greene beat the disqualification lawsuit. And the challengers obviously are trying to appeal to make it to where the public doesn't have the chance to elect somebody that's actually doing the job we put them there to do.
Hmm. No.
Here's a story that I don't know if everybody heard this week. Whistleblower says FBI padded domestic terror data and covered up the Hunter Biden evidence. Do you believe that?
Of course.
Yeah. No problem.
I mean, eliminate them all. Get rid of them all. At this point, what is the purpose of the FBI? It was originally to go after the corrupt cops and all the rest of them. Now they're more corrupt than anybody. How do you have all of the information and all of the drives and all of the videos and all of these things over there on Pervert Island? And you just happened to leave it there on top of that safe and it went missing? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, I guess
I forgot.
I guess we should hit a little bit of the election stuff. I've got Colorado Secretary of State brags about increasing ballot drop boxes by 65% in the state, knowing they are a major means of ballot trafficking. They wouldn't do that here in River City, would they? They wouldn't have ballot boxes all over the place and Dominion voting machines and it's of course they're all nonpartisan. That's why ROV is a Democrat.
Well, you got so much of
that. They don't want ID and they like ballot boxes and the Dominion machines are okay, right?
Well, you see so much of it popping up everywhere in all different states about the voter fraud or the miscounting, the ballot boxes being stuffed. I mean, it's an ongoing thing. It's not just one or two states. You got Colorado, and there's several states that are starting to do recounts. Imagine that.
Well,
you know,
they're
going to
start.
Thing.
They're talking about decertifying the election in a couple of states. You know, and I was talking to that person yesterday or the day before, and it was like, I mentioned 2,000 Mules, and I said, "Have you watched that yet?"
And
no, I have never heard of it. Who's it by? Well, I said Dinesh D'Souza. Well, you know, I don't watch stuff like that because it could be that information might not be true. Well, I guess you just can't believe your own eyes and senses, senses. So you should just listen to the other side of the narrative because Stephanie Bridges is a friend of yours.
I mean, how crazy is that?
It is crazy.
It's totally insane.
So I shouldn't check any evidence out that shows me.
I'm not going to check out Stephanie Bridges because everything she says is the gospel and she would never lie.
Those voters spoke. I mean, look what happened with Kathy Darling Allen. You know, I mean, she won by 70% of the vote. And
the numbers don't even add up, folks.
And we shouldn't question that or challenge it or look at it or do anything, even though we've got Dominion voting machines, which don't have to be hooked up to the internet to be programmed, don't have to be hooked up to the internet to be having Wi-Fi, don't have to, you know.
But they do. They do hook them up.
Well,
and they do use them.
Her whole thing was denying that they don't hook up to the internet. It doesn't even matter. You don't have to be hooked up to the internet. You don't. Does your on your computer? Am I hooked up to the internet right now? Do I have a hardwire to the internet? No, I have a Wi-Fi, and it connects through a wireless. That's no way that's possible, is it? But what I'm saying is, nobody even checks this stuff out one guy. Oh, wait, well, it's not can't be hooked up to the internet. No, and then all the reports from all the people that know say, yeah, oh yeah, it does, it can.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And it's like I said, there's more and more people starting to stand up with this. You know, where's our sheriff here on this?
I heard somebody say he didn't have any coyotes. I think they actually talked about, balls. I think they were referring to a basketball game, though, but it could be something else.
You know, it's up to him. He could do something about it. He didn't even begin to do anything. I didn't hear a word from him when they were talking did he?
He watched 2,000 Mules, so he must be a good guy because that's where we get the politically naive people is they think that, oh, because they listen and they give you the head nod and, you know, they say, oh, we're on your team, that all of a sudden they'll do the right thing in the right circumstances. And they won't. So I guess we got to.
Yeah. We do. We've got Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
How's it going?
Every day's a new adventure, sometimes two.
we can hardly hear you, or maybe it's just me, but...
I'm off.
There you go.
That could be a little better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, every day's a new adventure, sometimes two. Speaking of Mr. Sheriff Johnson, funny how he's been in office, almost a year now, and yet he did not have the ability to... foresee this staffing shortage at the jail and get ahead of it to effectively recruit and get more people employed in order to not shut down three wings or whatever and 100 plus inmates all of a sudden are now roaming the streets that should not be. So Mr. Johnson, my humble opinion is many times a failure, many times over, and that's just my opinion. Hey, so school board stuff, I'm still putting together and doing meetings and trainings for people who want to run for school board. The filing deadline is August 12th. Please get a hold of me if you want to run for school board. I'll get you in the loop. rjgallardo@protonmail.com. So please get a hold of me there. And then you may have heard on the Jefferson show, California Rifle Pistol has tentatively approved our draft Second Amendment resolution with a couple of minor changes, which I have resubmitted to them. And right now we're going to try. There is a South County Board of Supervisors meeting the evening of August 30. It's the last scheduled night meeting. We're going to try to get that resolution back from Rifle Pistol with their endorsement letter, and we're going to try to get that on the August 30th night meeting. So as soon as we can put that in the works and confirm all that, I'm going to hope to get several hundred hundreds of people there at that meeting, because this is going to make national headlines, this 2A resolution in Shasta County. So that's coming soon. Kind of exciting.
Awesome. I'm glad you called in and let us know about that. I want to go back to the sheriff and the jail. You know, that really gets me. But he had this big plan to build this new jail and get all these beds and stuff, and then he turns right around and closes a floor. He never went to the Board of Supervisors and let them know that he was going to do this. He just took it upon himself to turn these 100 inmates out into our community. Nice guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think Mr. Johnson, in my humble opinion, has bit off way more than he can chew. He's used to working in very small departments with very small staff, and those staff have to be efficient because they are, you know, Anderson PD and Eureka PD and all that. And then he's in a much bigger pond or pool, and I don't know that he has the capability of walking and chewing gum, doing marijuana eradication, and everything. You know, I don't know that he's got this ability to the multitask effectively. I think, unfortunately, he's bit off more than he can chew. And he is continuing, he and his staff are continuing to stymie Public Records Act. I will have more update on this very soon. I'm still trying to solidify some information out of his office, but his office has done this before. They have not been forthwith in Public Records Act releases, and they've been caught misinformation, contradictory information. So there's another story coming on that very soon that I have knowledge of.
And it's not just you that they've done that with correct. The Information Act. They've done it with several people, from my understanding, that they won't.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I don't think it's going to get any better for him unless he maybe can hire an additional administrative staff to do the recruiting, to do other things, you know, unless he does something very quickly, drastically. I think he's on a Titanic, honestly. That's just my opinion. But anyway, that's all I got, folks.
All right. Well, thanks, Fred.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, that whole jail thing really gets me, because they put that plan out to build a new jail, and they wanted everybody, let's tax the people more, and let's build this jail. We got to do this right away. Here's the plan. And then you close the lower floor of the jail.
Well, the whole thing has been baloney from the day one. It's all been a big campaign thing. It's like the whole Matt Pontes deal. You know, we're going to build a jail that, you know, is going to be $500 million.
We can't staff it, and we're going to give the contract to who?
It's going to be the big dig all over again. It's like, yeah, and then $5 billion later, you know, and we're all in debt again. I think we might have a key to open the door, but, you know, that's going to cost us some more. You know, not counting the staff.
So we have to go to the government and ask for funding.
Well, and then we just got our big funding bill passed. More stimulus. It's not stimulus. It's like the recession.
No.
It's not a recession if we say it's a recession. It's not a recession, is it? It's not a recession. I'm using my Jedi mind trick on you.
They said that inflation was only going to be transitory, but now it's permanent, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Boy, we agree on that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a crazy kid you are, aren't you?
Don't worry. Your salary is going to go up in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. Just move along.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to the next fighting.
Just to show everybody that, you know, we're a equal opportunity outlet here, I want to play a little clip here from CNN. And they did some interviews on... are we going to go to a break?
No.
Let's go. Let's go with the CNN clip here. And this is about the voters in Wyoming and Cheney. And evidently, Cheney kind of lost a little bit of her mojo up there in Wyoming, you know, after all the January 6th.
In more ways than one.
January 6th hearing says she's no longer the rock star that she has been purported to be. So let's play this. This is a little short clip. And it talks – and they talk to some voters in Wyoming about how – do they still support Liz Cheney? Let's see.
Let's go!
At Frontier Days in Cheyenne, Wyoming, we found plenty of Republican voters bucking the Cheney name and vowing not to support Congresswoman Liz Cheney for a fourth term.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss?
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Oh, God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive.
How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Well, she says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court. That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt.
Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
So that was CNN. And what's interesting is that 100% of the people questioned didn't like Cheney.
Can I cuss?
Well, people are seeing through it. Yeah, they're seeing exactly. through the whole thing, and it's a total sham. And then it's the same players. It's the same players as always up there. You know, what's his name? The guy who pooped his pants, Jabba the Hutt. I can't think his name. You know, the guy that waddles around like the penguin. The short, fat guy that's in charge of stuff a lot of times. What's his name? I just can't get it. I'm trying to think of his name, but it doesn't matter it's all of them.
All I can think is Joe Biden when you said pooped his pants.
No, this is the other guy that pooped his pants and he waddled off the stage a little bit. It was during a press conference. Joe Biden poopy pants. Yeah. That was with the Pope. So that was the Popey poopy pants.
So I had the event mixed up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, this is the guy who's in the Congress, the short, fat guy. I can't think of his name anyway, but all of them, you know, Shifty Shift big kangaroo court where they've made up evidence from day one. They made up the Russian collusion. They made up all of it's made up. Not all of it.
Yeah, there's
and
been
now,
no truth to anything.
Oh, thank you. Jerry Nadler, poopy pants, Jerry. That's exactly right. And, so that's the real deal. Is that these guys sit up there and piously act like they're doing a lawful thing, and anything they say is, you know, right or lawful or constitutional is so twisted out from a reasoning standpoint that you got to be a moron not to know.
They're looking right now with this assault weapons ban at probably starting a civil war if that goes through. And they don't care. And honestly, when you start looking at how many laws that these people pass that just completely ignore the Constitution outright and blatantly, like with what's going on over in New York, the Supreme Court overturns. They say, oh, well, we'll write new legislation to get around that. Obviously, they know what they're doing is against the Constitution.
Sure, they don't care. Yeah.
The only way to fix this is by having new laws put in place to where if you violate the Constitution, you can never serve any time in office ever again, and you've got to pay a $100,000 fine, period.
Well, we just need to go back to the Constitution, and I think we're in a civil war. We're not guilty, equal protection. We're not bringing
law,
up arms or anything, but you know, I think we are
process.
Already in a civil war.
So you look at this right here. This bill would ban the sale, import, manufacture, transfer of multiple types of semi-automatic rifles as well as high-capacity magazines. Most of the country considers it standard-capacity magazines. And yet they're trying to do this, and they're trying to make it to where, oh, you're grandfathered in. You can keep the one you have, but you can't transfer it to your child, effectively making it to where you are not going to be able to do what the provision of the Second Amendment was originally made for. Instead, they want you to have these bolt-action smart guns that can only be unlocked with your fingerprint and don't work half the time.
Well, right now this is an information war, and it is a silent war. And anybody who doesn't think that we're in one is ridiculous. We do have the KNRC production guys. Looks like they're going off the deep end there, but that's
It's the same person that's been on there probably all morning. The jerk.
Yeah, he needs to You know, that's the question is that when he gets to prison, is it going to be who's the mommy and who's the daddy is the only question. But
if he makes it that far.
So I do have a bit of comedy that I'd like to bring in and interject into this. This is from the Los Angeles Times. Californians and other Americans are flooding Mexico City. Some locals want them to go home. So Mexicans are furious that Americans are invading their country, won't speak Spanish in hilarious irony.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. That was on TV.
Again, you can't make that stuff up.
You can't. It goes back to the Babylon Bee thing. I didn't get a chance to say what it was, but the Babylon Bee has a bit of satire to where parents are dressing their boys up as little girls so the teacher will try to get them to convert to becoming little boys again.
Everything is just the opposite of what
Well, that's
it
why.
Is.
That's why.
You
nothing,
know, total opposite.
That's why.
Everything.
Nothing, that's why nothing is safe. That's why the community and is degrading exponentially, economically, lawlessness, criminality, all of it.
There is no safety
under these guys' policy, and they don't really want safety. They want chaos. That's what they want. This whole thing is done on purpose.
So they can come take care of us. So they can swoop down
and get on the government dole and do what you're told. Take your shot. Shut up. You know, it's all good because we're here to help.
On the bright side, beef prices are expected to increase even more as farmers are forced to sell off their cattle herds.
Yeah, because there's no recession.
No inflation. No problem.
No water. There's no water problem. None of that. I know.
It's all for your own good, so shut up and do what you're told.
Those bad old beef cows anyway.
Anyway, so we're down to the last minute here. I think we're just about out of time. I don't know.
We are.
Going to start here in a second.
It probably will.
So, you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and...